we're up to Daf Yud Aleph on the top. We had just spoken about there's a machlokes when it was that Nivra Ha'olam. Rabbi Eliezer says B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, and Rabbi Yeshua says B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. But everyone agrees that it was in one of these 2 months. And so now the Gemara is going to darshan from the Pesukim. And the other things that happened, a lot of things happened on Rosh Hashanah. And the Shaila is, and everyone agrees, B'Nisan Nigalu. The Shaila is B'Nisan Asidin Ligal, or B'Tishrei Asidin Ligal. Seems to be machlokes about, you know, about the importance of Nisan, the importance of Tishrei. I know that I heard from my Hilige Shvoger, but from Shor, he had, it wasn't Egan either. I think I heard it from Chatzka Weinfeld, maybe heard it from someone else. I don't remember. That there's a bechina of Reb Eliezer, which Hakadosh Baruch Hu helps. There's a bechina of Rabbi Yoshua that Hakadosh Baruch Hu saves. And those are two different bechinas of Tishrei and Nisan. But I don't remember exactly more of the details. But Akoponim, hopefully I get to speak to him today. I'll try to get it for you. Tanya, that's where we're up to. Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, towards the top. It's around the ninth line. Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Oimer, Minayin. Shebet Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. Rabbi Lazar says, how do I know that the world was created in Tishrei? Shene Emar, like it says in the Pasuk. Vayomer Elokim. Now, we have to pay attention. Last time, I think we learned, we didn't pay as much attention to the Hagois Habach. We're going to go with Hagois Habach now. The Habach makes very important girsa changes. Shene Emar, it says in the Pasuk. Vayomer Elokim Tachi Aretz Desha. Esav Mazri Azera. Eitz Pri. That's the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, Eze Chodesh Sha'aretz Meleya Deshoim the Ilan Malay Paris. It changed the word from Moitzi to Meleya. When is the month that the ground is Meleya, is laden with grass? The Ilan Malay Paris and the tree is laden with fruits. Haviyamezu Tishrei, that's Tishrei. Tishrei is when it's full. Tishrei is when everything, it kind of like started blooming in Nisan time, and it's full when it comes to Tishrei. So when we speak about when it has all of the fruits and it has all of the grass, that's Chodesh Tishrei. Va'isa Perek Zman Revi'a. That's a time when there was rain. Ve'yardu Geshamim V'tzimchu, and rain came down and they grew. Shenemar Ve'ed Yale Min Ha'aretz. And the mist or the cloud comes up from the ground. I see all this happened in Nisan Shenemar. There's an important word there. So it's another pasuk over there also by Bria Sa'ilam. But over there, the focus is the word Toitse Ha'aretz. Desha Esa Mazriya Zera, Eitz Peri, Eitz Oisepri, sorry, Eitz Oisepri. Eze Chodesh, She'aretz Moitzia Deshoim, Ve'ilon Moitzi Peris, which is the month where it's coming out. Because now this pasuk seems to be focusing on not that it exists, but the Toitzia Aretz Desha, Oisepri. So when is that month? Habiyamizu Nisan. That's in Nisan, that's after all of the rain. And now Nisan is a time when it starts to come out. And that time is the time when the animals are in mating season. It says in the Pasuk, a Pasuk in Tehillim. And the end of the Pasuk says, we saw this pasuk before, which means that the love shukar matzoin, which we're now interpreting to mean, is the time when they are actually mating, is when the shibolim are able to sing, which is time of Nisan. That's the machlekes if it's Nisan or it's Tishrei. Says the Gemara. The idach nami haksiv eitz oisepri. The other mandamer says I have the other pasuk. I have the pasuk that says Eitz Oisepri. So even if I say that it was talking about a time of Tishrei, but Tishrei it's not Oisepri. Tishrei is Pri. So why is it saying Eitz Oisepri in the pasuk? It says the Gemara, who lebrocha ledoyrois hu dechsif. That pasuk is just giving a bracha l'dayris. It just means that the tree will give fruit sometime in the future. But it doesn't mean that when it was created, it was Eitz Isepri. When it was created, it was Eitz Peri, which means that it was created in Tishrei. But in the future, this Eitz will be Isepri. That's what the Gemara says. Was that clear? Okay. Be'idach Nami Haksiv Eitz Peri. According to the other Manda Omar, that says that it was Tishrei, says that it was, I'm sorry, Nisan. The one who says that it's Nisan, I, Haksiv Eitz Pri, sounds like the tree already has the fruits on it. It's not Oisef Pri. What does he do with that Basuk? Hahu, he says that that Basuk, Kid Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Dom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Komaise Bereshis, Lekoimasan Nivru, Letaitan Nivru, Letzivyoinam Nivru. Everything that was created in the world was created l'koimasan, which means that it was created complete. It was created already fully developed. This was an interesting thing that we spoke about in Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about phenomenon when it comes to certain types of shofars, the shofar of a parah, that it has different rings, similar to trees, that trees have rings in them. So the question was, was the par of Adam HaRishon, did it have the rings that would indicate that it was 3 years old if it was made already, the koimasa, it was already a mature animal when it was created. So did it have the rings that would indicate that it's 3 years old, which would affect, of course, we have many questions about carbon dating, which they're trying to date things. So one of the terutzim that's given is that Uriah, Kadosh Baruch Hu created it, and it was created tens of thousands of years old, millions of years old, whatever it was. So that's part of what the discussion over here is that it was in a Hanami. It was created when in a Zman of Oiseh Pri, but it was created Oiseh Pri, because it was Koimasa Nivru, Lidaiton Nivru, which means that they were asked, do they want to be created? And they said, yes. Litzivyoinam Nivru. Rashi says they had one flavor. In other words, it was created with in one form, in one mold. Okay. So therefore we see from this pasuk, at least when it comes to the third part of it, which maybe is an indication on everything, which is it says, Vayechul Hashemayim, Hashem completed the Shemayim Ba'aretz, V'chol Tziv'am, V'chol Tziv'yoinam, that everything was created with that mold. Now we go back to the other discussion, some of the details that we had. We said that the world was created either in Tishrei or Nisan, and we just mentioned the machloikas. Do you focus on the Eitz Peri? Do you focus on the Eitz Oiseh Peri? If you focus on Eitz Oiseh Peri, so then when is the Eitz Oiseh Peri? That is in Nisan. If you focus on Eitz Peri, when is Eitz Peri? That is in Tishrei, and that's the machloikas. But what do you do with the other pasuk that we mentioned? We'll go back. Now we spoke about, yeah.
Does that mean that we assume that the world creation only starts with
growth,
as opposed to like the molding of the earth, the sun, the moon, stars?
So that all that, it's interesting that the makar for creating the world is dafka from the eights. Yoni's pointing out, why is it from the eights and not from the shemesh, yoreach, from the growth? It's all somehow the world is triggered by growth. Interesting phenomenon. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Elazar Amar Minayin Shebetishrei Noldu Avos. How do we know, how did Rabbi Elazar know that in Tishrei the Avos were born? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in Malachim, Vayikoalu Melech Shloimo, Kol Ish Yisrael, Biyerech Ha'esanim. B'chag. So the pasuk over here speaks about Yerach. Now Yerach means the moon, but it also means the month. Yeref ha'isan. Sometimes people will quote this pasuk when they're referring to Tishrei. Yerech ha'isanim means the month of Isanim sounds like strength. So says the Gemara, Yerech shenoldu boy Isanei Olam. It's the month where the strong ones were born, the strong ones of the world. We're speaking over Shabbos about how the world stands on three foundations. Which is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They're like the foundations. They're the bedrock of the world. They're a sunei olam. They're like the strength of the world. They're like the firmness, the foundation of the world. How do you know that the word esan was a language of being strong? Esan moishavecha. It says in the pasuk, Eisan Moshevecha, Va'omer Shimu Arim Es Riv Hashem, Ve'Eisanim Mois De Aretz, Va'omer Kol Doidi Nez Deba, Medalga Laharim Mekavitz Al Gvois, Medalga Laharim B'Schus Abais, Mekavitz Al Gvois B'Schus Imois. So the Abais are called Harim, and the Harim are called Eisanim. So therefore, the Abais are called Harim, and Harim are called Eisanim, so the Abais are Eisanim. Let's go back over that again and see the pasukim. How do we know that Esanim is Lashon Tekiv? The Chziv Esan Moishavecha. The Esan is your dwelling place, your city. Vayomer Shimu Harim Esriv Hashem Vayesanim Moishdeyar. It's a Chziv Kol Doidi Hinezeb Ba Medalik Ela Harim. So if, and we're going to say this Harim means the Avos. So the it said Shimu Harim Esanim Moishdeyar. So therefore the Harim is the Esanim. So it says in the Pasuk, again, Kol Doidin is above Medalik El Harim, Kafetz Alak Voice. Medalik El Harim B'Schus Avos, Kafetz Alak Voice B'Schus Imois. So you see from the fact that it calls it Yerech Ha'isanim, the month of the fathers, the month of the strong ones is the fathers. Obviously, the fathers were born in the month of Tishrei. Amar Rabbi Shuaimer, Minayin Shebet Nisan Noldu Avos. No, the Avos were born in Nisan. Now again, this whole machlok is only about two of the others. Who are those two? Avram and Yaakov. Because Yitzchak was clearly born when?
On the other one.
On Pesach. So how do we know? Minayin shebet Nisan noldu avos shenemar vayhi b'shmoinim shana v'arba me'ay shana. Let's say b'nei Yisrael me'ay Mitzrayim b'shana harviyas b'chodesh ziv. It's called chodesh Ziv. What is Chodesh Ziv? We're talking about Iyar, the month of Iyar. So, says the Gemara, Yerech Shenoldu Boy Zisune Oilam, which is when the month that the Zisune, those that have the shine of the world, were already born. So if they were already born in Iyar, so when were they born? The month before Iyar. What would that be? What's the month before Iyar? Month before Iyar? Nisa. So it says, it's B'Chodesh Ziv. Chodesh Ziv is the month of Iyar. It's the month Shenoldu Boy Ziv Sune Olam. Those that already have this shine, which is it was already born in that time period. And that means they were born in Nisan. Aye. Ve'idach nami yaksiv b'yerech ha'isanim. So according to this opinion, that they were born in Nisan. So why is Tishrei called Yerech ha'isanim? We call the Yerech Ha'isanim because we said it was a month where the strong ones were born. We're the second wide line. Says the Gemara, no. Hasam detkifi b'mitzvahs. It's called the Yerech Ha'isanim for a different reason. It's the month that's strong. It's got a lot of mitzvahs. It's jam-packed. The month of Tishrei, it's taka very interesting. It has Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It has Sukkot, Simchas Torah. It's got all that stuff. There's a fascinating medrash that says that really, it's only Sukkot is supposed to be in Elul. And really, Yom Kippur was supposed to be in Av. And really, Rosh Hashanah was supposed to be in Tammuz. So then you would have Nisan is Pesach, Iyar Pesach Sheni, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. that every month would have a Yom Tov. That's the way it's supposed to be. But when Klal Yisrael sinned, so everything was pushed off and pushed into this one month. Got very concentrated with Yom Tov. And that's why it's called Yerech HaYisanim. It's a very strong month to keep the mitzvahs. So that's how he has a different interpretation of what Yerech HaYisanim is. V'idach Nami, Haksiv, Haksiv, V'chodesh Ziv. According to the other man, the Amar, why is the month of Iyar called Chodesh Ziv, the month of the shine? Which we said it's because the people that it shined with these luminaries, these great lights of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov. No, Ahu, the Ispe Ziva Le'ilani. He has over there the shine of the trees, because the trees are growing at that time. The Amar of Yehuda, Ayman de Nafik B'yom Zivat Nisan, someone who goes out in the month of Nisan, in the days of Nisan, the Chazi Ilani, the Melav Levi, and he sees a tree that is, how would you translate Melav Levi? That its leaves are, it's leaves, blooming. Yeah, it's leaves. Its leaves are blooming. Aymer, he says the following bracha. And this is called Berachas Ha'ilanois, Baruch Shalachisar Me'ailamai Klum, Ubaraboy Briois Toivois, V'ilanois Toivois, Baruch, we give a bracha, Kodesh Baruch Lachisar Ba'ilamai, he has not made anything lacking in his world. And he created Ubaraboy Briois Toivois, he created such wonderful creatures, V'ilanois Toivois, and such beautiful trees, Lehisnois Bahem, B'nei Adam, that people should enjoy. People should enjoy. Why did Hashem make so many beautiful trees? Yes. Trees being so beautiful, so we should enjoy it. So that's why Nisan is taka, has a glow to it. The glow of the Nisan is the glow of the trees, that the trees have are blooming, and therefore you make this special bracha during Nisan. Says the Gemara, Amanda Amr b'Nisan Noldu. That we said, so it's a machlokes if the others were born in Nisan or born in Tishrei. According to the Manda Amr, that they were born in Nisan, b'Nisan Mesu. You should know they also died in Nisan, the others. Manda Amr b'Tishrei Noldu. According to the opinion that they were born in Tishrei, b'Tishrei Mesu. They also died in Tishrei. They died the same month that they were born. Who else? Who is probably the most famous person to be born and die on the same day? Moshe Rabbeinu. Zayin Adar. Who else was born and died on the same day? David HaMelech. Adam HaRishon. Shenemar. Vayomer Aleihem ben Mea ve'eshim Shona Anoichi Hayoim. Today. She'ein Tamad Loimer Hayoim. Why does he have to say, today I'm 120 years old? Ma Tamad Loimer Hayoim. Hayoim. Milu yomai ushnoisai. Today I have completed my days and my years. Lila medcha to teach you. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Yoishev. Umimala shnoiseim shal tzadikim miyoyim liyoyim umichoydesh lochoydesh. Shakodesh Baruch Hu fills our days, our months, our years exactly. Shenemer es mispar yamecha amale. The amount of your days I will. Phil, Mispar Yamecha Amale. It's interesting. I heard from Rabbi Elia Baruch Finkel Zatzal that when it says, Kodesh Baruch Hu fulfills your day from Mispar Yamecha Amale, it's actually going from the bris, not from the day you were born. It's from the bris. Ah, someone will ask, okay, but Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar and he died on Zayin Adar. So what? I thought you said it's from the bris. What's the answer? Moshe Rabbeinu was Noilad Mahol. So he was born Gemalt. So that in Achanami, that's why by him, but by regular people, the day that they should, if they have completed their tafkid, so then it'll be from the day of their bris. This idea of why a person dies on the same day that he is born, perhaps part of the idea is because he fulfilled his tafkid in this world. That's an indication. Not when some people leave this world, they leave this world because they run out of time, or because they did something that, because of that, they deserve to be taken out of this world. If a person dies on the day that he's born, it's an indication that he's fulfilled his tafkid. And that's the way that they explain why By Haman, it says Haman was very excited because Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. But he didn't realize he was also born on Zayin Adar. Okay, but the fact is he died. So still isn't it still a sad day? Okay, it's bittersweet, but it's got some sad to it. No, it's not a sad day. Because Moshe Rabbeinu died on the same day he was born as the Pshat, he fulfilled his tafkid. So there's nothing sad about that. Therefore, there's no bad mazel to Klal Yisrael for that thing. Okay. Let's keep going. So he said, however, when it comes to Yitzchak, all this discussion of when they were born and when they died is about Avram and Yaakov. However, we're around 12 lines down in the wide lines. The Pesach Noilad Yitzchak. Yitzchak, however, was for sure born on Pesach, as opposed to the other two. Everyone agrees to that. Minalan, where do we know that from? Kidechsiv, lemoyed oshuv alecha. When in a festival, I will return to you. Emas koi. When is he standing and says, I'm going to come back to you on a moyed? Ilema bepesach, v'ka'amar le'batzeres. If he's standing on Pesach and he says, I'm going to come back to you on Shavuos. This is the malachim. They came and they told Avram Avinu, lemoyed, you're going to have a child. So what does that mean? Does that mean if they're standing on Pesach and they said the next Yom Tov you're going to have a child, that would mean that the child was born 49 days later. B'chamishin yoima, mika yolda. Is it possible for a woman to give birth in 50 days for her to be able to have a child? Children born within 50 days are not going to live. Ela dekoy ba'atzeres, v'kamar le'betishrei. Rather, he was standing on Shavuos. And he said that the baby's going to be born on Sukkot. How many months is that? So he goes, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul. It's only 5 months. Says the Gemara, Kati b'chamisha yarcha mika yolda. In 5 months can a woman give birth. And that in those days, they didn't have the incubation and the NICU that we, Baruch Hashem, today's technology gives us. Ela, rather, who's standing on Sukkot, that Malachim came on Sukkot, and they said that when it comes the next Yom Tov, which is Nisan, that's when Yitzchak will be born. It's 6 months. You helped a little bit, but it's still, baby's way too premature. Says the Gemara, no. Tano, Isashana Me'uberes Aisa. That year was a Mu'beres, there was a leap year, there was two Adars. Soif Soif, Kimidli Mar, Yoima, Tuma, Batsule. Still, when you count the days of Tuma, so it's going to be it's not going to be enough. Because it says, Sari Imenu is Pirsanida, that and Mamish when they came. So therefore, you have to give it a little bit of time before they were able to have a child. So it's still not enough. So it answers the Gemara, even according to the Manda Amar that says that in the ninth month, a baby should not be born early in the month, but in the seventh month, it can be born early in the month. So it's not 7 full months, but she was into the seventh month, and therefore Yitzchak was a preemie. Yitzchak was a preemie. Okay, here you have it in the Gemara. Gemara is saying Yitzchak was born mikutayim. He was born in the seventh, somewhere in the seventh month. It wasn't a full 7 months. And then the Gemara is going to bring makar for that and bring other makaris for these other nakudas. The Gemara says, Shenem avehila tkufas hayamim, miyat tkufas shnayim, umiyat yam shnayim. So therefore, the Gemara brings, all right, we'll get back to this Beis Hashem. I think we've done quite a bit today. That's enough for now. Is Hashem Asiyat Nishmai. Hopefully we'll continue tomorrow.